Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
You know those days when your burrito isn't very good? It isn't really good, or super good, or even amazingly good? There are some days when a burrito can only be described as hella good. I'm Olivia Allen Price, and this is Bay Curious. If you've lived in Northern California for any amount of time, you have come to know the word hella.
I am hella hungry right now.
I'm hella full right now.
That concert last night was hella cool.
Hella jealous?
Hella cool.
Oh yeah, hella.
Today's question comes from listener Ventura Albor.
How is it that hella became synonymous with the Bay?
Such a good question. So good, in fact, we're sharing the answer again. This story first ran back when Bay Curious was a wee baby back in 2015. We'll get to it right after this break.
Support for Bay Curious comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Committed to brewing things the right way since 1980, because when you're a family-run brewery, there's no other way to do it. Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, still family-owned, operated, and argued over. And be sure to stay tuned through the end of the show so you can play our monthly trivia game for a chance to win some cool prizes.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
I think it's going to take a true local to unwind this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Adiza Egan.
As a child of the Bay Area, I grew up saying hella, and I feel it in my bones that it's a Bay Area word. People here will tell you they think it is, too. Like SoCal transplant Bree DiRabbio, who I met at a coffee shop in San Jose. She remembers coming to the Bay Area and hearing the word hella for the first time.
My reaction was, oh my God, they really do say it. And I was amazed at how many different applications the word has.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, people would be like, oh, like I'm hella stoked, which makes sense. But then they'd be like, oh, there were hella people at that party last night. Or like, I was doing it for like hella days. Yeah.
So I set out to prove that it did start here. As it turns out, there are two origin stories, and they're hella different. One place is hella in Oakland, and the other in Toronto. Yep, Canada. Hella first appeared in the Oxford English Dictionary in 2002. The entry dates the word back to a 1987 article in the Toronto Star. Here's English language historian Michael Adams reading the passage.
The horse went hella whooping down the trail, trailing 50 feet or more.
According to the dictionary, hella was probably shortened from helluva or hellacious. But Adams disagrees with that.
I'm really skeptical of that etymology, that hella comes from helluva, because we don't use hella grammatically in the same way that we would use helluva.
What he means is, you can't get hella cute from helluva cute. But before that horse was hella whooping in Canada, Bay Area youth were dropping it in conversation. Actually, some were saying hella, and some were saying hell of. Punk rocker Frank Portman wrote a song called Hell of Dumb, poking fun at the issue with his band, The Mr. T Experience.
You were hella dumb for leaving. I was hella dumb for believing. You were hella coming back to me again.
It was always very clear. It was hell of. It was not hella. If anyone ever said hella, they would always correct you with the attitude of like a schoolmarm.
So even though the Oxford English Dictionary has that 1987 entry, UC Berkeley linguist Jeff Numberg traces it back another decade to either San Francisco or Oakland.
Hella emerged somewhere in Northern California around the late 1970s, and although it spread to other places, it's still associated with this region.
Nunberg says historically, slang spreads from Black English to White English, and not the other direction. Words like cool and tell it like it is, those all began in the Black community, but they didn't circulate until they were used in White English. That lines up with Oakland native Sean Kennedy's experience. He remembers saying hella with the kids on his Pop Warner football team as early as the late 70s.
Very rarely that in the African American or Black community do we pick up other people's language and use them. It's usually the language we create and other people use them.
At the time, hip hop and street culture were growing fast.
It was used in a manner of explaining something that looked hella good or somebody acting crazy, like, you know, you're hella crazy.
And since then, hella, hellacious, and hellava have died out. In fact, hella isn't even associated with the Bay Area anymore. Now anyone can say it or sing it, like Cartman in the South Park episode.
You guys are hella stupid. You guys are hella lame. You guys are hella dumb. Hella, hella, hella. Damn it!
You're welcome, world. Hella originated here, and that's why it's synonymous with the Bay. Sorry, Canada.
Oof, tough luck, Canada. But you've still got universal healthcare, eh? Since the story aired, reporter Adiza Egan has since moved on to work in audio at the New York Times. Adiza, we'd love to see you work South Park into an episode there. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast. If you like what you've heard, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It helps other people find our show. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price.
Hell of Dumb.
Hi, Bay Curious listeners. Are you ready to play May's trivia game? Every month, we read a question here at the end of our episode. You can give us your answers over at our website, kqed.org/baycurious, or just click the link in the episode description. Out of the correct answers, we'll randomly choose one lucky winner to receive a cool prize package with Bay Curious swag and Sierra Nevada goodies. Okay, our question for the month is, the world's longest-running pillow-fighting contest was held from 1966 to 2006 in what Bay Area town? Our trivia quiz is made possible by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Good luck!
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.